Yeah, hi, Mr. Rudiger. Hi, this is Joe Domino with Current TV.
Who?
Joe Domino with Current TV.
What TV?
Current TV.
What do you want?
Oh, I was... Carol told me to call you up that this was the time that I was going to interview you.
At 5 in the morning?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I got my times mixed up. I'm sorry. She said 9 Pacific, and I got I called her up and confirmed it yesterday.
Well, tell me what you need so I understand.
Oh, I sent over some questions for you, and she went through and edited the questions, and I have 13 questions. I was going to interview you. This is the network that's owned by Al Gore, and I was going to introduce our audience to you, and I just wanted to do a phone interview. What's that?
Now?
No, I'll call you back in a couple hours. That's fine. Is it okay?
No, in a couple hours, if you have time now, I'll do it because I got to go work out in an hour.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great if you don't mind. I'd love to do it now.
No, let's do it now. That way we'll be done. I don't have to worry about missing you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and start off. What's the greatest thing about having as much influence as you do on a lot of people, or what's the best thing about being famous?
I don't think I'm famous, but it's good to know that people understand the message of the journey of the movie Rudy. I think that's important, knowing that they stick in there and they understand that patience is important. They understand that if they're committed to something, it does work, even though it doesn't look like it sometimes doesn't. There's other ways of getting it done. So I think that's important for them to have a faith. That they keep trying, there's other ways of getting things done. I think that's what gets me excited about the fact that people understand that message.
Now, if you could go back to the beginning of your life, would you do anything differently?
No. Or I wouldn't be talking to you. I think we're all here to make mistakes and correct them, and we're here to learn and. If you go back, I can't go back. I guess I don't look at it like that. I think God has a reason for us doing what we're doing, has a purpose for us learning the way we learn. If I had to do anything different, just that, I think I would have paid more attention to my parents.
Now, did you view your dyslexia as a disability or just another obstacle in life to overcome?
One, you don't know you have it, but you make that until later on in life. It was a disability for the longest time because you didn't know what was wrong with you. You didn't understand until you found out that you had to learn differently. Your life changed at that point.
How did you feel about getting an honorary doctorate from the Our Lady of Holy Cross?
Well, it's the second one I got. And it's always an honor that higher education recognizes that hard work and not sometimes you look at aptitude tests as the answer, but your character and the way you approach education that you're inspired to learn pays off. So it's good to see the higher education recognize that inspiration is the key to education.
Now, how does it feel to be likely one of the most all-time most inspirational athletes in the realm of American athletics?
Well, I don't know if I look at myself as the most inspirational. There are many athletes that never really come to the forefront that are more inspirational than I am. Kids who came back from tough environments, kids who came back from tough accidents, kids who came back from all kinds of adversity, and I guess I represented all of them in a way that they can identify what they go through, and I think simplicity is powerful, and what I mean by that is when people can relate to the normal struggle, knowing that people like myself or I watch others just have a will to win and a will to succeed in life means a lot in life. And that's a big statement in life. Not on the field sometimes, because
Yeah, absolutely. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, and who did you get it from?
Well, the best piece of advice that I have was from my high school football coach, Gordon Gillespie. His advice to me is be Rudy, and don't ever quit being Rudy.
Excellent. What's the greatest fan letter you ever received?
You know, I received so many, and, you know,
absolutely. Do you think the realm of athletics has gotten too hung up on stats when the real measure of sport is heart and desire? Absolutely. So piggybacking off of that, how much do you think the world of sports has changed since you played? Fantasy football stuff. Yeah.
They can outcoach. So it has changed.
Absolutely. Who do you admire the most in this life?
Well, you know, you always come back to your parents, of course, and how they stick in there. So my parents are 87 years old, and you still go to them for advice. And you look at your wife and how she raises the kids. A husband and a wife, you look at those people, the sacrifices that they made to make your life a better life is incredible. And I think that's, and then you look at people outside that deal with all kinds of adversity and make it. So you go in the family, then you go outside the family. And outside the family, they're just regular people who stick in there. I admire that. There's so many. So there's just that one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah. What else do you want to accomplish in this life?
Say what?
What else do you want to accomplish in life?
Well, you know, I want to give up more messages at a higher level in my terms in the faith-based movies. Get more involved with that. And with the Rudy Foundation, we like to expand that to a higher level of helping kids and their self-esteem and become better people through believing in themselves. So those are the two areas that I think are important for me right now.
And finally, when folks walk away from hearing your story, how do you want them to remember you?
Well, I hope they remember Rudy as and they walk away now, he never quit. You know? I like for people to see me on a personal level, see me not only as a never quit guy, but a guy that has a moral compass in life and does things from his heart. And he's very transparent. I am transparent in a lot of ways because I give people a lot of second chances. And sometimes I think people want to look at me as, I don't know, it's hard to say. I just want them to remember me as, you know, Rudy didn't give up on me, or Rudy didn't give up on himself, that type of thing.
Absolutely. Rudy, that's all I have. I got to say, on a personal level, I watched the film with my 12-year-old for the first time last night, and every time I watch it, I shed a lot of tears. And I personally just want to thank you for putting it out there, and you're amazing.
Yeah, you know, I have to ask you a question because you watched it with your 12-year-old. As you know, 12-year-olds, they start to struggle a little bit with peer pressure in my writers. What is it, a little boy, a little girl?
It's a boy.
How did he identify to the movie?
He loved it. I think he really fed off my wife and I's feelings about it. And I think the entire story just, I mean, he's an athlete. He does soccer and he does karate. And I think on a lot of levels, you know, from seeing how you lost your friend to getting inspired to go back to school, there's multiple levels of inspiration. And I think all of that compounded just really moved him. And, you know, that's the way I felt. I lost my best friend when I was 17. I remember when I saw the film, there were so many things about that film. I've always felt like I've had to carry a piece of that friend of me in me, and just, it, you know, the entire journey is huge. And then, of course, when you got carried off the field, that's it. The tissues come out, they're flying. So it's amazing, and I think you've done an amazing service just being yourself, and I think that's the coolest story around. So.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that, you know, the a tragedy like that, you turn that tragedy into a purpose, you learn that life is short, and you better live it right. You might as well go after your dream. Don't let other people take it from you. That's what I learned from that. That's kind of like a spiritual side that was connected at me. You're kind of like saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the one other question I did have was, did you write a book about your story that Hollywood picked up on? How did that come to fruition?
Yeah, that's the whole story in itself, or another journey, because I think that's more inspirational than going to Notre Dame. I got inspired by people telling me every now and then that's what you did at Notre Dame really inspirational. Just little, they would pick up little tidbits, and I would tell them the story. They would really be inspired. Then I would see movies like Rocky and Field of Dreams. Then I start getting inspired about making a movie. And then I went and started my journey out to Hollywood to go towards that goal. And it took me 10 years to penetrate, to get to the right people. But it was worth it. Then it took me another 10, the whole total of 10 years, to get Notre Dame and Hollywood to come together to trust each other.
Sure.
I think that was the big challenge.
Interesting.
Notre Dame